In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. It is our great pleasure, Michelle and I, to be back with you, to be back home again, to once again worship together, even with the rain, after our stay at Lake Superior. We are blessed by you, our parish, to spend an extra week at that majestic and spiritually uplifting place this year. And I always find many spiritual lessons when we're there, and I want to share one of those lessons with you today. Now, most of the north shore of Lake Superior on the Minnesota side, if you haven't been there, is solid rock. Big swaths of this gorgeous deep red, gray, solid rock. Now, scientists say that the rock came from a lava flow some 500 million years ago. It's been roughly the same ever since. You can stand on, you can touch that very same solid rock to this day, all these millennia later. Now, scientists also say that about 10,000 years ago, the water of Superior, as we know it, arrived when the last glacial melt happened. So for the last 10,000 years, water has been doing something to the rock that had stood there for 500 million years. So Michelle and I were walking along a familiar part of the shore, one we've seen dozens of times, and we noticed a fresh, raw surface exposed. Most of it's worn generations and generations of weather, but this is a fresh, raw surface exposed that we had never seen before. And so curious, we kind of looked over the edge of this little cliff into the water below, and down there was a new boulder, as big as a house, as big as St. Michael's Hall next door. That's how big this boulder was that was down in the water. For 500 million years, it was part of the cliff. This year, it's a broken boulder at the bottom. What broke that enormous boulder off after 500 million years? Well, the answer is water. Interestingly, it took the water 10,000 years to do it. It wasn't like the water said, I need to break off this boulder, and then a week later said, oh gosh, it didn't work. No, the water worked on that boulder, on that house-sized piece of cliff for 10,000 years. And it did it in more than one way. For 10,000 years, water smashed the cliff with pounding waves all summer long. For 10,000 years, it pushed ice floes against it all winter long. And that's kind of the dramatic side. But water was also working in a very quiet way, a way that was maybe less noticeable, but substantially more effective. The water also went quietly behind the cliff, behind the boulder, finding every little crack, every little flaw, exploiting every tiny weakness, and began working also from the inside. From the inside, freeze-thaw, 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 for 10,000 years. And finally, after 10,000 years of waves and ice flow and this freeze-thaw, this quiet working in the cracks, the boulder was thrown down into the water after 10,000 years. Now, brothers and sisters, that's what I call perseverance. Perseverance. Today in our gospel, we see perseverance of another sort. Jesus is passing by, and two blind men cry out to him for mercy. And subsequently, Jesus heals them and restores their sight. But let's not overlook what happens in between. Jesus passes them by. They're sitting there on the road crying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And he walks right past them. I mean, it seems awfully harsh on the surface. It really seems harsh. The blind men call out for mercy, and it says he walks by, and then they follow him. They follow him, and Jesus goes on ahead and into a house, walks right on by, and finally they catch up to him. They have to catch up to him, and they go into the house after him. And let's not overlook the fact that these two blind men, who had obviously suffered for a very long time, I mean, to be blind in that society was seen as God's punishment. When they cry out to Jesus for help, Jesus keeps walking by, ignores them, or so it seems. Jesus doesn't immediately give them what they want, so they have to push and stumble through the crowd. They have to figure out which house he went into, fight their way in, blind no less, all the while crying out, "Jesus, have mercy." Is Jesus being harsh? Is he being cruel? It might seem that way, but is there another possibility? Is he actually drawing something noble out of them that wouldn't have been drawn out of them if he had given to what they wanted immediately? Is he drawing something noble out of them, like perseverance? Jesus doesn't answer their request immediately. They had to call out. They had to follow. They had to push. They had to fight their way. They had to persevere before that blindness could be overcome. When you think of the wrongs, the boulders in this world that need to be overcome and thrown down, which one of those happens in an instant? None. None. They are thrown down through perseverance. If I have spiritual blindness, it takes perseverance to overcome that blindness, partly because habits are hard to break. But a bigger part is that there's a part of me that doesn't like to change. To admit I've been seeing God and neighbor with a certain amount of blindness, that's hard to admit inside. And it will take perseverance to even recognize it, let alone to overcome it. And that's true of both kingdoms and individuals. We don't rid the kingdom, this world, from hunger and poverty by having a food drive. It requires loving the poor as ourselves for a lifetime. We can't rid a culture of racism and injustice by attending a rally. It's a lifetime commitment to seeing our neighbor as ourselves. And just like water can't knock a boulder off a cliff with one storm, it takes perseverance. And same thing for the things inside, not just the things out in the kingdom, but things inside. I can't overcome a habitual sin by stopping once. It doesn't work that way. I can't unburden my soul by forgiving once, because it takes perseverance. And sometimes that pain will resurface, and I have to forgive again and again and again. And perseverance means that sometimes we'll fail, but we don't give up. That's what it means. Perseverance also means we see things on a scale greater than this week or this month. It took water 10,000 years to throw that boulder down from that cliff. It can take a lifetime of perseverance to overcome the brokenness of this world. The blind men, they had to push, they had to call out, they had to follow, they had to fight their way to Jesus before they were healed. Author Neil Peart once wrote, "No one gets to their heaven without a fight." Whatever boulders need to be thrown down in your heart, in your soul, in your life, in this kingdom that we live in, this kingdom of the world, may you have the courage to recognize them, and may you have the perseverance to never give up the effort. Amen.